So I'm hoping that not all of our stories tonight are about human beings, because mine are a little different. So this was a few years ago, and on my 40th birthday, my cat passed away. And she was a beautiful cat, Miranda Randall. She was gorgeous. But it was, you know, I was really sad. But I'd never had a cat. This was a cat that my friend, Aimee, she had broken up with her boyfriend. And she was like, someone needs to take this cat. So my husband was like, I love cats. Let's do it. So I'd never had a pet. It was so fun. It was just lovely. And she was so snuggly. And I was like, oh, this is great. So she passed away. And we were like, we should get another cat. We should get it, you know, and we were talking about it, not making any moves. And then pretty soon my friend Hillary called and said, you know, my aunt's in a really bad place, and I need to help her with all of her stuff, and she has too many cats, and can I bring you this cat? Her name is Grace. I think you'd really love her. So I was like, Yeah, I want to help out your aunt, and that sounds great. We need a cat, so that should work out. So she brings over this cat, and she has this big, fluffy red hair, and she's naughty, you know? Like, she's just misbehaving, and also, I'm allergic to her. I'm starting to get, like, hives, and at first, since I'd had a cat, I didn't expect myself to be allergic, so the hives come, and I think, I don't know, maybe that's not because of the cat, you know? So, but it's like now it's like all over my body, and I have my son, who at that time must have been like 3, and pretty soon I'm like, okay, this is what's happening. So give that way the cat. I think I gave the cat to Aimee. So we're all treating cats. So now I'm like thinking we could use a new cat. We could use a new cat. So now I meet my friend for lunch at, and I'm sitting there at the bar on a work day, and who do you think walks up and tells me to give her my keys? Jessica Henkin. She walks up and says, you know, we're good friends, actually. She's not a random stranger. Okay. Just walked up. She walks up to me, and she's like, what are you doing here? Is anyone home at your house? I was like, no. She's like, give me your keys. I need to bring you these two cats. They really, they're not getting along with my dog. And I'm going to drop them off at your house. And I have a litter box, everything. It's going to take about a half an hour. And by the time, everything's going to work out great. You're going to be really happy. This is going to work out great. So I'm like, I mean, I was just like having lunch, but okay. And she's like, hand over the keys. I got to go, Madden. So I give her the keys. She does what she needs to do. She takes care of business. I move along with my work day. I pick up the kid. Get home. And the cats are like, not happy. They're not happy. They're like, they won't come out. They're miserable. I'm like, Jessica, like, you just like abandoned your children at my house, and they don't want to live with me, and I don't know what we're going to do. And she's like, they're fine. They're fine. Trust me, they're fine. So now the cats are like not even coming out, and I'm still getting these crazy hives, and they're really, really bad now. These are really bad. Which is weird because I haven't even held one, but it feels like I'm like going through a withdrawal. Like I'm like itching my face. I'm sweating. I like want to peel my skin off. I'm like, you know, writhing on my. I'm like I can't live like this, you know. And my husband's just like you have to like go outside, and like it's like 3 a.m. He's like, just wait outside until Jessica comes the next day. So I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. So I'm like, all right, I have to wait outside in my pajamas and my coat. It's freezing cold out, and I can't even go inside to shower. It's so bad. What's extremely upsetting is that I am supposed to be on my way to a church to prove that I am Catholic enough to be someone's godmother. So my friend has asked me to be her child's god. This happens to me a lot. People drop off cats with me, and they also ask me to be their godmother, their kid's godmother. And I'm not really, I don't go to church. I'm not really, you know, but like because of my name, I guess. I don't know. Everyone just keeps like pulling me up. So they're like, this is your time. So I have to go to church in my pajamas and in my like skin, which is like crawling and itchy and hot and just burning. And I have to sit in this room with this priest, and he's talking to me about like just really important and deep questions about my spiritual faith and my journey, and I'm just like, oh my God. So I get home, I've passed the test, I have the thing, the cats are gone, and I move on and get ready to go be the godmother to many more cats that are dropped off at my house, as well as this sweet baby. And that's,